Esta es la lección 28 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1. Usted va a oír una conversación más informal que las que usted ha escuchado antes. Los hablantes van a decir
Hi,
en vez de
Hello,
y
Thanks a lot,
en vez de
Thank you very much.
Estas expresiones informales se utilizan con frecuencia en la vida diaria.
Now, listen well. Now, listen well.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not very well.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you work too much.
Yes, maybe.
You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm going to leave at 5 o'clock.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
En esta conversación, usted oyó que la mujer preguntó,
What's wrong?
Lo cual significa, ¿qué te pasa?
Listen again.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not very well.
Why? What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you work too much.
Yes, maybe.
You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm going to leave at 5 o'clock.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
In English, say...
Juntos.
Together.
Say...
Vamos a Washington DF.
We're going to Washington DC.
Vamos a irnos juntos.
We're going to leave together.
Puede ser.
Maybe.
Ask the woman how much money she has.
How much money do you have?
Answer.
Tengo $100.
I have $100. 100.
Say.
No tengo nada.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Pídale que por favor le dé $90.
Please give me $90. $90.
Answer.
No quiero.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Quiero irme.
I want to leave.
Ask where she wants to go.
Where do you want to go?
Voy a Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Con mis amigos.
With my friends.
How do you say?
Creo que no.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Puede ser.
Maybe.
Say,
creo que voy a Boston.
I think I'm going to Boston. I think I'm going to Boston.
Quiero ver Boston.
I want to see Boston.
Luego voy a trabajar.
Then I'm going to work. To work.
Puede ser.
Maybe.
Creo que no.
I don't think so.
Say,
mi esposa quiere comprar algo.
My wife wants to buy something.
Pero ella no tiene dólares.
But she doesn't have any dollars. She doesn't.
Ella no necesita nada.
She doesn't need anything.
No necesitamos nada.
We don't need anything. We don't.
Pero le gustaría comprar algo.
But she'd like to buy something.
Para nuestros niños.
For our children. For our children.
Por favor, deme $95.
Please give me $95. $95.
Aquí están $100.
Here's $100.
Usted puede irse ahora.
You can leave now. You can leave. Shoot!
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
Listen and repeat.
What does that mean? Mean. Mean. That. Does that. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Ask again.
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
What does that mean?
La palabra
shoot. Listen and repeat.
The word shoot. Word.
Say again.
La palabra.
The word. The word.
Say.
La palabra.
Shoot.
The word shoot. The word shoot.
Ask.
¿Qué quiere decir eso?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Es una palabra en inglés.
Listen and repeat.
It's an English word. N. An English word. It's an English word.
Note que la palabra
an
se utiliza de la misma manera que
a,
pero se usa con palabras que empiezan con vocales, como
English
y
American,
porque así es más fácil pronunciarlas. Escuche y repita otra vez y note cómo
an
se agrega a
English.
An English word. It's an English word.
Say,
es una palabra en inglés.
It's an English word. It's an English word.
Ask if it's an English word.
Is it an English word? Is it an English word?
Say,
sí, creo que sí.
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Creo que es una palabra en inglés.
I think it's an English word. I think it's an English word.
¿Qué quiere decir?
What does it mean? Mean. What does it mean? What does it mean?
Now ask,
¿son ustedes norteamericanos?
Are you American? Are you American?
Try to say,
sí, somos norteamericanos.
Yes, we're American. We are. We're American.
Now try to say,
tenemos un coche norteamericano.
We have an American car. An American car.
¿Oyó usted cómo
an American
se juntan? Diga otra vez, tenemos un coche norteamericano.
We have an American car.
In English, how do you say
palabra?
Word. The word.
Say the word shoot.
Shoot.
Ask what that means. Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Say,
estamos aquí.
We're here. We're here.
Estamos aquí durante unos días.
Listen and repeat.
Días.
Days. Days. A few days.
Say again.
Unos días.
A few days.
Estamos aquí durante unos días.
Listen and repeat.
We're here for a few days. Four. For a few days. For a few days. We're here for a few days.
La palabra
for
tiene diversos significados en inglés. Usted ya la ha utilizado con dar. También puede indicar un espacio de tiempo específico. Por ejemplo, para decir cuánto tiempo usted se va a quedar en un lugar. Diga otra vez, estamos aquí durante unos días.
We're here for a few days. We're here for a few days.
Try to ask,
¿cuántos días?
How many days? How many days?
Say,
durante tres o cuatro días.
For 3 or 4 days. For 3 or 4 days. We're here for 3 or 4 days.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
Listen and repeat.
How long? long, long, how long?
Ask again.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long?
Durante unos días.
For a few days. For a few days.
How long are you going to stay?
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
La palabra
stay.
The word stay. The word stay.
Eso quiere decir quedarse.
Listen and repeat.
That means quedarse. Means. Means. That means quedarse.
Oh, ahora entiendo.
Oh, now I understand. I understand now.
Ask again.
¿Cuánto tiempo?
How long? How long?
Now try to ask.
¿Cuánto tiempo van a quedarse?
How long are you going to stay? Stay. How long are you going to stay?
Durante unos días.
For a few days. For a few days.
Vamos a quedarnos.
We're going to stay. We're going to stay.
Durante unos días.
For a few days. We're going to stay for a few days.
Porque.
Because.
Porque no tenemos mucho tiempo.
Try to say this.
Because we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time.
Esta es otra manera de decirlo.
Listen and repeat.
We don't have much time. Much. Much time. We don't have much time.
Siga diciendo
much time.
De ahora en adelante. No tenemos mucho tiempo.
We don't have much time.
Entonces vamos a Boston.
Then we're going to Boston.
Vamos a irnos mañana.
We're going to leave tomorrow.
Juntos.
Together.
Nuestro amigo vive en Boston.
Our friend lives in Boston.
Él también trabaja allí.
He works there too.
Try to say,
él necesita $800.
He needs $800. 800.
Él no tiene coche.
He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a car.
Él no necesita un coche.
He doesn't need a car.
Pero él quiere comprar un coche.
But he wants to buy a car.
Él quiere comprar un coche norteamericano.
He wants to buy an American car.
No necesitamos nada.
We don't need anything. We don't need anything.
Pero nos gustaría ver a nuestro amigo.
But we'd like to see our friend.
Nos gustaría quedarnos en Boston.
We'd like to stay in Boston.
Durante 3 días.
For 3 days. For 3 days.
Ask how long. Ask how long.
How long? How long?
Ask how long he is going to stay.
How long are you going to stay? How long are you going to stay?
Ask how long he's going to stay in Boston.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
Nos gustaría quedarnos durante 3 días.
We'd like to stay for 3 days.
No tenemos mucho tiempo.
We don't have much time.
No podemos quedarnos.
We can't stay.
No podemos quedarnos durante 5 días.
We can't stay for 5 days. For 5 days. We can't stay for 5 days.
Shoot.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean, miss?
La palabra
shoot.
The word shoot.
Try to say,
no sé lo que quiere decir eso. Lo se sobreentiende.
I don't know what that means. What that means. What that means. I don't know what that means.
Say,
nos gustaría quedarnos.
We'd like to stay.
Say,
nos gustaría quedarnos en los Estados Unidos.
We'd like to stay in the United States.
Pero no tenemos mucho tiempo.
But we don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Say,
mi esposa quiere irse.
My wife wants to leave.
Ella quiere ver a nuestros niños.
She wants to see our children.
Pero estamos aquí juntos.
But we're here together.
Shoot.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
La palabra
shoot.
The word shoot.
¿Qué quiere decir?
What does it mean?
Quiere decir.
It means caramba.
Eso es lo que
shoot
quiere decir.
That's what shoot means. That's what shoot means.
Oh, shoot.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1 se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 28. Lea el número 1 en voz alta.
A diller, a dollar.
2.
His feet went pitter-patter.
3.
My dentist has good manners.
4.
Don't be silly.
5.
The man liked this dish.
6.
We wined and dined.
Intente el número 7.
Her husband worked at home.
8.
The bear wished to be rich. The beggar wished to be rich.
Ahora vea el número 9. Repítalo después del locutor.
He needed money. He needed money.
Note cómo las letras ED de
needed
constituyen una sílaba extra. Cuando una palabra raíz como need termina en D o T, usted tiene que pronunciar todo el sonido
ED
que se agrega. Lea el número 9 otra vez.
He needed money. Needed.
Intente el número 10.
He wanted it. He wanted it.
11.
The ice melted. The ice melted.
12.
I counted sheep. I counted sheep.
13.
To get to sleep. To get to sleep.
14.
His wife waited for us. His wife waited for us.
Intente el número 15.
The teacher repeated the word. The teacher repeated the word.
Este es el final de la lección 28.